It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Now, you and I are very clear on the fact that we don't kink shame on this show.
No, open-minded we are.
Open-minded.
Very open-minded.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, you know, whatever you do, as long as it's legal and you're, it's all consenting partners, go for your life.
Yeah.
Live your beautiful life. That's what I say.
That's right.
But what I will say is that if you're going experimenting and something goes awry, call the doctors. Don't be afraid to call the doctors, all right?
Of course. Seek medical help.
I'm sure that they'll...
I need medical help to say the word medical.
You do. I'm sure that, you know, there's confidentiality amongst them. I'm sure they'll run back into the room at lunchtime and be like, oh, you'll never guess what I had. But no one's going to know it's you, you know?
Oh, no.
So don't be scared.
Yeah.
And this is what seems to happen when people go and put things up.
If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's up. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up.
Okay.
So this has happened again. A routine trip to the doctors to treat a UTI, which you know me. I've had many in my time. They're horrible,
oh,
right?
Yeah. God, haven't I heard about them. Just get some bloody cranberry, woman.
This woman discovered something in her bladder, right? It's been lodged in there for 4 years.
4 years, Jesus.
4 years.
No wonder you're getting UTIs.
She's 45 years old, right? She visited the hospital because she was experiencing all the symptoms consistent with a urinary tract infection, which is a UTI,
right? Yeah, it's a bit burny.
Burny, you need to go to the toilet all the time, nothing much is coming out. It's the worst. It's the worst. I hate that. Anyway, so she finally went to the doctor. And they scanned her. And they're like, hey, we found this giant 8 centimetre wide bladder stone that's been growing for years.
What?
8 centimetres wide bladder stone. Right?
How are you getting that out? Geez, you're not passing it, are you?
You're not passing. Or do you know what? They'd probably be like, just relax.
Yeah. Lie back and think of England. Yeah.
We've got a meditation tape here that if you listen to it on really loud, you'll be fine.
It's Tommy's pan flute album.
So bladder stones, you normally get those if you don't empty your wee properly from your bladder and things like that. I know, right?
About this gear.
Worst case scenarios though, God, both of us aren't talking today. They occur because a foreign object has been wedged inside the body and it's grown around it.
It's gone up.
So this woman, she was feeling frisky, right? Erotic purposes, it says here in quotation marks, she has used this item for. She seems to have, I'm going to say sat, maybe, anyway.
I am, look, do you know.
Fallen down.
If there's one thing that I can almost not cope with, it's pee hole gear, right?
No, it's not. It didn't go in her pee hole. I don't understand.
How did it get in her bladder?
Okay.
You know,
well,
like the guy with the phone charger?
Yeah. I know. I can't do that too. I had a catheter when I was put under for that operation last year. I don't even want to think about it.
Oh,
right? But she discovered, they discovered a glass tumbler in the middle of
glass?
This bladder stone.
An 8 centimetre wide. Oh, it's probably not.
I'm showing you. Okay. So it looks like a dinosaur egg that they've broken open.
Oh,
and
my
the tumbler
God.
Is inside. The tumbler
it's
is inside.
It looks like a glass that you get from Macca's for the Olympics.
It's a glass at Nonna's house is what it is.
It's like oh my, it's like blue glass. It's
It's collector's edition.
How did it get inside her bladder?
I don't know. This is why I'm thinking, surely it was inside her uterus and not her bladder. I don't understand how you can't sit forward.
Mate, I don't know.
You can't sit so far forward that it's going up that.
Maybe it's like, just stay with me here,
okay.
Right? Maybe it's like, you know when you see people get a latex glove, right? And they put it on their head, but they pull it right over their nose.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to start it somewhere, don't you? So you just start it, get it around the lip, and then you stretch.
No.
See, pee hole gear, it's the worst.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
One day you can fall apart.
fun fact. Friday, oh, it feels weird doing this without Lingy here to eyeball me.
I know. I'll eyeball you.
Thanks. That's horrifying. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Oh,
almost stuffed it, didn't I? Almost tripped
it. Right. I didn't want to say it.
I did the thing where you just hit the tip of your show, tip of your shoe on the concrete. God, am I okay?
Yeah.
Both arms above my head. How's my eyebrows?
Yeah. You smelling toast? If so, make me some.
No, I'm smelling something in this studio, though. What is the smell?
I don't really want to think about it, to be honest, because I've been just trying to just keep my body liquids inside my body for the last couple of days.
Yeah, true.
So I don't want you to just imagine what it is either, okay?
I don't think it's vomitous.
It's
going
to send me over the edge. Just stop. No.
It's familiar. That's what it is. It's must.
Familiar?
It's musty and familiar. I've got some fun and interesting facts for you today, and I'm pretty happy about them. Let's start with this one. A bear named Hank the Tank had been accused of breaking into 28 different homes in California since July. So what's that? Maybe 8 months.
Yeah.
He's recently been partially exonerated by DNA evidence because there are, in fact, no fewer than 3 different bears breaking into homes in
amazing.
That one concentrated area. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, you live with the wildlife around you. You've got Miss Poss in the backyard.
I do have Miss Poss.
These guys have got Hank the Tank. Mm. Basically the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
35% of American adults would rather be dumb and happy than smart and sad.
Mm-hmm.
37% would prefer being smart and sad. So just a few more than... would rather be dumb and happy.
How are you going over there today?
I am feeling like I would
are
like
you
to
happy?
Be. I am certainly dumb. Certainly dumb.
Mm.
How's this for cool? By analysing the growth rings of fish that died during the event, scientists in Sweden and the Netherlands have discovered that the asteroid that caused the extinction of the dinosaurs 66 million years ago hit Earth in spring in the Northern Hemisphere.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about after the Scottish Reformation, the lands of the church were divided by the crown into temporary lordships. The act of creation of these lordships was known as erection, and people who received them were officially known as the Lords of Erection. Weirdly, that was the band that I was in when I was 15.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's wrap it on this one. Grey whales, I say grey.
Yeah.
Whales. Have threesomes, and the sheer logistics of that, I would like you to take into the rest of your day. Enjoy, guys. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955. Piers, you've hit a nerve here.
I know,
friend.
And I love this so much because I thought that I was so odd. So I've caught up with an old mate, an old housemate. We used to live together. We caught up. We went to Faceplant on the weekend.
Yes, yeah.
And she was saying, how are you going with, you know, your mental health and all that sort of stuff? I'm like, yeah, good, good. You know, I'm still on the fluoxetines because that is the brand of medication that I take that a doctor has prescribed for me, okay, for my anxiety and OCD disorder. Now, it turns out that her cat, who I was also a housemate with, now has severe anxiety as well, and her cat, Miso, is also on fluoxetine, medication.
So it's an asthmatic... anxious
She's an
cat.
Asthmatic, anxious cat.
Great. Okay. Faith in Grovedale, tell us, does your pet take human medication and do you know any humans that take the same?
Yes, she takes glucosamine for her arthritis, which is a human medication just over the counter. Okay. And she takes Telfast for antihistamine because she's allergic to the grass.
Telfast? So
it reminds you to take your glucosamine though, doesn't it? It would make your knees would be nice and limber.
Glucosed?
Yeah. No, sorry, you were saying she doesn't like taking it, so you got to hide it in the food.
I don't like taking them, so I just put them in a little bit of cream cheese, wrap that up in a bit of ham and give it to her.
That's
and
how I do it.
A treat.
Yeah, that's how I get Loggy to eat things.
Cream cheese and ham. It's the only way to go. Nikki from Meredith, what about you? Do you know a pet that's on the same medication as you?
Yes, my schnauzer is on thyroxin for an underactive thyroid, and so am I.
Oh, that's amazing.
Do you take it at the same time? What's that?
Oh, no. Yeah, we do. Yeah, morning and night.
Yeah.
But he's only 12 kilos. And he takes triple the dose of what I do.
Really? Oh, God. Now, tell me, are you on the same script? Are you sharing a script? Or
yes.
How does it work? Do you go to the chemist and get both or what?
Well, no, I can't do that because he's on a different dose rate than I am. Otherwise, I just get it on PBS.
Yeah. Wow, so you are. I thought you'd be paying more for the vet, like for the animals.
Yeah. Right. I know. So many other questions, Tom. That's
sure,
really good.
Sure as hell. And my Medicare's not paying for your bloody pet's medication.
Rochelle in Armstrong Creek, what about you? Do you know a pet that takes the same medication as you?
Yeah, my dog, well, not the same as me, but we were suggested to take some hemp biscuits instead of normal medication for my dog's anxiety.
Okay.
While we go out.
So
Cole settled them in the scooping way. And I thought, they're not going to work.
Yeah.
Well, they do. We gave him half.
Yeah.
And he sat in the sun and was just out of it. That night, he ate all his dinner, which is pretty fussy.
Yeah.
And then he tried to eat the cats.
The munchies.
Literally
Snoop Dogg. He literally became Snoop Dogg. Sorry.
Yep.
So where do you get these? And are they, have you tried them? Have you tried them yourself?
No, I don't think they didn't smell very good.
Yeah, and I don't reckon that's what it's about, though.
I love how Rochelle starts it off with, now, this is not the same. This is not the same. But I would love a photo, maybe Rochelle and her dog sitting out in the sun. Maybe he grabs the bongo. Oh, listen to this. I've been working on this one.
Playing some Xbox.
Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.